USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is following through after his warning to Vladimir Putin, announcing even more sanctions to Russia now that they're invading Ukraine.
The sanctions we've imposed exceed SWIFT. The sanctions we imposed exceed anything that's ever been done. The sanctions we imposed have generated two-thirds of the world joining us. They are profound sanctions. Let's have a conversation in another month or so to see if they're working.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is also announcing financial punishments to Russia.
These trade sanctions will constrain Russia's military, industrial, and technological capabilities for years to come.
Reports say that Russian troops have seized control of the area around the decommissioned Chernobyl nuclear power plant. That area is still radioactive, and it's only 60 miles from Kyiv. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob. And the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Sources say President Biden will announce his Supreme Court nominee to replace Justice Stephen Breyer sometime on Friday. NASA officials said the space agency is making progress toward a crucial test in mid-March of the first moon rocket since the Apollo era, but the agency didn't set a new launch date for the first lunar mission. NASA plans the full wet dress rehearsal of the SLS moon rocket on the pad at 6 p.m. March 17th. According to NASA, the first mission to the moon won't have a crew. At this time, they're evaluating a launch in May. The final test in March is practice for ground teams as they load propellant into the rocket's tanks and conduct a full launch countdown. NASA says the rocket will carry mannequins in the Orion capsule and will fly further past the moon than any crewed spacecraft ever has. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Ford has recalled about 250,000 pickup trucks over loose underbody insulators that were responsible for at least 40 broken drive shafts over 4 years, and also 330,000 Mustangs over faulty backup cameras. The recall affects F-20s made between October 2015 and December 2021, and F-350s made between 2017 and 2022. Dealers were informed of the recall last week. Owners will be notified by April 8th. The recall was announced by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and includes two associated problems. Cameras installed between May 2014 and February 2015 with improper soldering and a wiring harness used from February 2014 to October 2017 could be damaged by opening and closing the trunk. The NHTSA said a loss of electrical conductivity to the camera can lead to a loss of rear view image. More Americans are getting back to work.
The Department of Labor is reporting fewer Americans are collecting unemployment benefits than at any time since 1970. It was also the third consecutive week of reported declines in jobless claims that dipped to 232,000 Americans for the week ending February 19th. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.